That felt like a good swing. Last one.
It's a weird thing about our gender. We're in danger. The male species, we are in danger at any given time during any given day. Without a golf club in sight, we are in danger of practicing our golf swing. It's a weird deal with us. Not quite sure why we do it.
But we do it.
I'll do it two or three times a week. I'll work on my takeaway, dropping the hands into the slot, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And
I had a good follow through in the last one. Good balance. It was good balance all around.
Yeah.
Wasn't, you know, off kilter. Felt like that was a good swing.
Yep.
I'm ready to go. It's the weekend. Yep. Let's go.
Are you playing this weekend?
No.
After all of that.
Yeah, I don't think I am. I don't know. I haven't talked to any of my boys. I don't know. At this point, not right now. I'm playing next week. Playing in an outing.
Mm-hmm.
Charity outing. So that'll be fun.
Yep. Okay. So Father's Day weekend. This story is a true story that I'm about to relay. And it's a story. Kang's brother and a bunch of his friends. One of the guys said, let's do a guy's weekend. It's like 4 or 5 months ago. Let's do a guy's weekend.
They do it every year.
They do it every year. They do a guy's weekend. So he started planning, asked about weekends and availability, and a weekend was chosen. This weekend.
Father's Day weekend. Perfect.
So a bunch of dudes are up north right now, although I guess up north-ish, but this is their weekend. Who was the first that realized that the weekend they chose was Father's Day weekend?
I have no idea. I might have been the first.
You might have been the one, because you're not on the trip, but it's your brother and his boys. And
my brother tells me, like, hey, we're doing this, our annual trip. It's this, you know, upcoming weekend. We're going here. You know, we're doing this. And, I'm like, okay, cool. And then I'm like, wait a second. Isn't that Father's Day weekend? And my brother's not married, has no kids. And he's like, I don't know, I guess. Is it?
It might not matter to him.
Yeah. It doesn't. And so I go, well, to you, it doesn't. But I'm sure there's got to be some dads on this trip. In fact, the one who organized the trip is a father of four.
So what was the response of all the fathers when they realized that the weekend they chose was Father's Day weekend?
So I immediately text our mutual friend who organized the trip. I said, listen, I said, hey, how did you get away with leaving your family on Father's Day weekend? He texts me back, LOL, let me teach you the way.
There it is.
Number one, I totally effed this up. When I started planning the trip, I had no idea it was Father's Day weekend on my calendar. If you need to reach me for more tips, I'll be found in the doghouse.
That's such a great response. So they went through with the trip anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming it was paid for, everything. You know, that I think they're going to golf one of the days, the Airbnb, whatever. I mean, yeah. And they're up there now.
All right, I'm not married, guy.
You're like
I'm not a father. I will ask you two, and it's more directed towards Doug Kang because he's more of a veteran of this than you are.
Uh-huh.
Is it not possible to get away with this by saying, well, this is what I want to do for Father's Day weekend? You know, people ask, well, what do you do? But I think I just answered my question there because I said weekend, and it's a Father's Day. It's not weekend, and you're already screwed because really Father's Day comes down to you get a couple free hours. To yourself, but you can't expand it to the weekend.
I don't think this would go over very well.
Okay.
In my household. It's Father's Day. My priority is to get away from you people. Now, we all know guys' weekend, girls' weekend, when you get to be a parent, they are encouraged. I think they're perfectly acceptable. It would be far worse if this were Mother's Day weekend and you were on a guy's trip.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
That is... Okay, let's be clear here.
No one said that.
Let's be very clear here.
But
that would be, I mean, you might be getting papers.
But what if you flipped it and it was Mother's Day weekend and the wife had planned a girl's weekend? I mean, you as the guy, I would assume, have no issue with that.
I wouldn't.
Right.
I wouldn't. I would, in fact, feel like I've been let off the hook to a degree.
Yeah, okay. That's the gift.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the women folk and the other way around it, You can't, what do you mean? Guy's weekend? It's no, not this. This is Father's Day weekend.
Okay, but we don't, like, am I wrong to say that, again, our gender doesn't get worked up over this stuff nearly as much? Like, if my wife forgets our anniversary, which has happened, I laugh. If I forget the anniversary,
you're doomed.
No, I was, and that when it happened, I realized the day it was our anniversary and I had forgotten too. But I remembered first. I mean, thankfully.
Thank God.
I mean, I remembered first. And because I remembered first, I'm like, let me get this out to you right away. And I called my wife and I said, you know what today is? And she's like, Thursday? And I'm like, no, you know what today is.
No, I mean today, lover.
I felt it was such a win. I went from, oh my God, I'm dead, to wait a sec, she doesn't realize either. So but we don't get as worked up, right?
No, guys don't get worked up at all.
But in reality, I don't think you can do this.
No, I don't.
I don't think you can do a guy's weekend on Father's Day because your family has an expectation. I wouldn't try it.
I think the first words that would come to mind from the wife would be, weekend?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, if you wanted to play golf with the fellas on Sunday for Father's Day, okay.
They left yesterday, weekend, by the way. This is an extended weekend. Like, it's not even like Saturday, Sunday. Not even Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're going Thursday.
Oh, they went hard last night. There is no question. They got after it on Thursday night. They all, wherever they stay, is it a house or wherever? Yeah. Everybody meets up. And we hear, yeah, we're here. Woo! Fireball! Let's go.
Line them up.
Yeah.
Honestly, first night of a guy's weekend, you set records, yeah. And then after that, it's a matter of survival.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, dude.
Yeah, you're like, by day three, you look like Luka at game four. You know, you're just kind of get up and down the court. You're like,
You start talking about, hey, guys, I'm gonna head back early. Yeah. I mean, if we head back early, the wives would be, they're gonna be appreciative of it. Maybe we just need to get away Thursday night, Friday night. We're going back. We'll come back Saturday. We're gonna be back Saturday.
All right, so.
But they are, right now, those guys, if they're not still asleep or hungover, they're at least hungover right now. Yep. I don't know what they have planned for this afternoon. I hope it's just like lazing around doing, either it's just golfing and doing nothing, or it's like somebody's got a boat and they're just hanging out in the lake doing as little as possible because they got after it last
night.
The way
these things start, though, is when you get after it, you put together an agenda for the next day that would be just like an Olympic type agenda. You're like, all right, we're going to get up. We're going to get up at 7 and we're going to hit Brutus Camp Deli for breakfast. Tea time. Let's go over and let's get there an hour early and all practice.
Hit balls. Yeah. Yeah.
The first group goes off at 10:30. So we'll have breakfast and then we'll practice.
We'll get our
and
Bloody
then we'll
Marys
play.
Going.
And what happens is you show up at 10:29. Everybody sleeps in. They're hungover. You show up at 10:29 and you're hustling a group out there to make the first tea time.
Now, the other thing I've noticed throughout the years is being a single guy with no parents. But being single guy, the parent thing is it even adds another layer to it. But when the guys who are parents and the guys who are married, when they get that weekend, you gentlemen out there, you get after it harder than anyone.
Yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Because
it's
assumed that, this must be my lifestyle. I'm a single guy. I can do this anytime I want. You're just going to get loaded tonight, right? Like, no, I'll be all right. But you guys.
Oh, married dude.
Woo! Yep. Married guy. Married guy with kids.
Yeah.
Crashes and burns hard.
Yeah, we tap into that inner 20-year-old.
And they're like, dude, I don't get away much at all. I am making the most of it.
You don't know what it's like to be without the chaos, right, Doug? When it's gone, it's just the kids, the wife, everything. It's just chaos, organized chaos or unorganized
and
chaos.
And every decision you get to make on Guy's Weekend is solely about yourself.
And then I think it takes you one time and one time only when you return from said trip to never talk about how much you partied or how tired you are because you cannot say, Oh, I'm so tired.
The more I'm thinking about this, the more I am liking the Father's Day guys weekend. I wish we could get away with it.
Well, you'd have to just accidentally do it, I guess. Because that's how this came,
that's
right?
How this happened.
I text, you know, my brother and his buddy, and I won't call him out, but his name rhymes with Jason Hall. And I say, what's on the agenda this weekend, you know? And they said, they text me back, golf, cards, keg, drinking games. One of our buddies is a chef. We're going to be eating well.
Oh, nice. Wow.
So I text him back. That's a great way to celebrate being a dad. And my brother texts back, goes, kids will be there Sunday. Gator gets it.
(248) 539-9797
I love my kids.
Mike, you're next on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
How you doing?
Good.
We, 3 years ago, all of our kids are in their 20s, early 30s. 3 years ago, my sons wanted to go golf, U of M. We went and golfed. Last year, we had three foursomes. This year, we've got four foursomes. So we've got great Father's Day. We've got our sons. We've got our cousins, our nephews. And we're out at the U of M golf course having it up. The ladies, we deal with them earlier in the day. Go to church, go to brunch, but 3 o'clock, we're out the door.
It's guys, but it's only Sunday, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's as a dad, you put in family time, and if this is what you want to do, and now that you've got an established tradition, you're all set. You are all set.
Thank you.
Yep. No, it's solid, but I think you check the box. You check the family box. These guys left town.